The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Blue Kool-Aid Drinkers! We are back, baby. We are back and better than ever because this week the Lions are going for their first ever NFC North title. Wow. They've won a division before, but they've never won the NFC North, and it's since its inception. They won, what was it called before? The NFC Central?
Central.
Right.
Yeah. Central.
Yeah.
But
when they had the leather helmet.
Even then, they barely won like that. What, they win that once? So,
hey.
It's been a long time.
A lot of championships back in
the day. That was legit. 12-4 that year.
The Lions have never had a playoff home game in my lifetime. We're going to get into all that, though, in a moment. But before we do, let's introduce the Blue Kool-Aid crew that is here. I'm Big Z. Let's get to the rest. We got UJ.
Hello.
Bob.
Ho, ho, ho.
And Red Dog.
Leo.
All right. So, gentlemen, the Lions are going to be traveling to Minnesota this week. Always a tough game up there for the Lions. Always a close game, it seems to. Seems like funny things happen up there every now and then. But this is a Minnesota team that is not quite the same as when they started the season, mainly because Kirk Cousins tore his Achilles. He's been out. And then they went through a Josh Dobbs phase where he was good for the first couple games, and he was horrible the next three. And then they benched him. And then good old Nick Mullins, our former backup / third stringer that we cut before the season because of Hendon Hooker. And now he has found his way from third string to starter for the Minnesota Vikings. and now, so a revenge game for him, if you will. I don't know.
Sure, why not?
He played okay in his game last week against the Vikings.
Against himself?
I said, what? Oh, against the Bengals, sorry. He played okay against the Bengals last Saturday. Made a couple really dumb decisions. Cost him a few points. This was more not on him, but the Vikings had 2 3rd-and-1s to convert, or they had 2 chances, 3rd-and-1 on their own 40 in overtime, could not get a single yard on 2 quarterback sneaks. Then the Bengals turned around and scored a touchdown to win, or kicked a field goal to win.
They couldn't push that tush.
They could not. They could not. You know, are you guys pro or anti they call the brotherly shove that the Philly has made popular?
I love it personally.
I know, I do too.
I think it's a marvel of human physics.
Other than back when they did it when Reggie Bush was pushed against Notre Dame, that was bullshit.
But, that was kind of where I love it. Otherwise, first kind of gained popularity, the pushing aspects, which technically was illegal actually at that point. But now it's right. They've changed the rule where it is legal to push from behind.
But you really anything watch that those makes close-ups though? With their helmets are like on the ground. The offensive line, they're so low, man. I mean, it's a marvel.
Oh yeah,
it's a marvel, and they get like 2 yards every time. Like
anything that makes the sport more violent, I'm for.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's really. I mean, a lot of teams cannot do it. Philly is definitely unique in that regard.
Yeah, they clearly practice that a lot.
You know, now that we're talking about that game, I want to jump right into our very popular, famous segment that, of course, is entering the Lion's Den. And today we have a very brave soul entering the Lions then, a Vikings fan. I believe he hails from Minnesota, you know, that state. They have kind of an accent. I don't know if Danny does actually. Let's see in a moment here. But you know, let's have him enter the den. Danny, just a warning, or in children listening, you be warned. The Lions then could be violent.
Disembowelments have been known to.
It gets dirty in here. But anyways, let's enter the Lions Den and let's welcome Danny Dice to the podcast. Danny, welcome, and I hope I got your last name right.
Yep, you got it. Pleasure to be here, fellas.
So, Danny,
in relation to Andrew welcome, Dice,
not that I know of.
You, Jay. He's talking about Andrew Dice Clay. Do you know who that is?
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Danny, do you know who that is?
No.
We have a generation gap here, UJ.
I'll say.
Anyways, Danny, just tell us a little about yourself.
I don't know.
And just tell us why the hell you are a Vikings fan. We don't understand. We will never understand, but maybe you can at least, you know, try to explain.
Yeah, I grew up in Minnesota. That's pretty much all that goes on around here in the winter. I don't know. I grew up watching Joe Webb start a...
Do you go fishing in the winter, Danny? Do you go ice fishing, eh?
Are you Irish?
Do you like put a little hole in the ice and drop the line in and catch a lunker?
Yeah, I like ice fishing. Out there with the... I'm a true Minnesota boy. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, yeah. Love that.
Yeah. Do you eat lutefisk while you're out there?
I have. Don't like it.
Oh, boy. Sounds nasty. How is it?
Salty.
All right.
Do you know how to catch catfish at night?
I do not. Something I need to learn how to do.
Oh,
well, that's kind of blowing my mind, I'm not going to lie.
All right. All right. I'm going to rein this in a little bit. So, Danny, the Vikings, just what do you think about them this year? Do you think this is going to be a playoff team? And, do you think this is going to be a playoff team? And how much has the Kirk Cousins affected this team in being out for the year with Achilles?
I'm going to be honest. They're a better team than last year, but they're a first-round exit for sure if they make it. That Kirk injury absolutely killed us.
Wait. I thought you said this was a Vikings fan. Are you sure? What's going on here?
I don't know.
He's
just
being realistic.
By
He's
Mullen.
Being honest. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate realistic. You're just like, we suck. Like, what is that?
I don't know. Through the Josh
said we're better,
experience,
better than
I thought we were a Super Bowl team. So honestly, I see two good throws out of Mullins, and I'm thinking Super Bowl for sure.
Is this modesty? Is this what this is? Is this like overly modest? Like, come on, man.
No, I just had to watch a 3-0 game against the Raiders last week. So,
oh boy,
this is depressing me. I mean, come on, like, think about what that means, though. Your defense can lock people down. That, like, I'm defending your team right now. This is,
yeah,
like,
yeah. What are you doing, Rod?
I'll let you do that for me.
Judo on me. He's working judo. He's or something. He's using. Just like,
yeah,
I don't know.
That's the sad thing, though. I mean, our Vikings team, our offense can get hot at any moment. We got all the weapons and everything, and that's what was carrying the team last year. So now that we have a great defense with Flores, it's just sad to see Mullins constantly screw things up. But I don't know.
Yeah. How do you like former Lion T.J. Hockenson? He's having a good year for you guys.
He's an absolute stud.
He broke your receiving record, I think, for tight ends. So that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has his blocking got any better?
No. That's why we picked up Josh Oliver, though.
But were you pro the T.J. Hockenson trade?
At the time, I thought it was a lot, but I think he's proved himself enough that, I mean, good teams have good players. You got to go get them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like the fact that the Lions actually won that trade, though? Do you like that fact?
Who'd they get? Jameson Williams?
Well, it's more that we didn't have to overpay for a tight end, and now we have a better tight end on a rookie contract.
I guess.
You did get a receiver disguised as a tight end, though, so I guess that is...
So you used that pick to get Laporta? I didn't know.
No,
that.
We didn't use that pick to get Laporta.
Breed it up.
I'm just saying that we got rid of a more expensive tight end that wasn't quite as good as the tight end we end up going with going forward, which is Sam Laporta, and he's much cheaper.
Yeah, I don't know. We had fun. Good teams have good players. We went and got them. You never know what you're going to draft.
Yeah. No, he's a great receiver.
Yeah, he's fun to watch.
Well, how has this defense turned it around, Danny? Because this has been a horrible defense for a few years now, including last year. And now they're one of the top units in the NFL, except for the second half of the Bengals game.
Yeah. Brian Flores should win the MVP. He turned that defense around on a dime.
Yeah.
Watching that Ed Donatell defense last year was just sad. And now you watch the Vikings team, and they're actually fun to watch when they're on defense. Just a different sport. Guys running around making plays.
You guys had your defense was pretty good last year, wasn't it?
No, it was
horrible.
Not. That's what I was just saying.
It was not good last year.
Yeah,
it was like the worst in the league. It was us and you guys.
That's why you were always in the one score games.
Well, who are some players that stand out on the defense? Obviously, Danielle Hunter. I think he's, what is he, tied for the lead in sacks in the NFL right now? Or is he?
He's up there for sure.
I can pull it up. But who else should we watch out for?
Josh Metellus. He plays absolutely every position on the field. He's everywhere. Yeah. He's the one to watch out for sure. He's fun to watch. Yeah. Harrison Smith still. You got DJ Wanham on the other side of Danielle Hunter. He's had a great year. I don't know. Bunch of guys that were underperforming last year that now all of a sudden they're out there making plays.
And
are you glad they didn't trade away Danielle Hunter like everyone was saying during the trade deadline?
I was on that trade him side, but
really?
I've seen him make a few plays that quickly changed my mind. I don't know. I'm a roller coaster of a Vikings fan. I'm up and down every single week.
Well, if the if the Vikings are a first round exit, then maybe they should have traded Danielle Hunter, because I don't know, what are the odds do you think that he comes back next year? Do you think it's high, low?
I think it's pretty low. I don't know if we have the money.
So in that case, they're losing him for nothing, basically.
Yeah, but at the time he signed him, he had Kirk. I think we were one of the best teams in the NFL.
That's fair. Kirk was looking really good before he got injured. Probably the best he has since he's been in Minnesota, arguably in his career.
He's a bum. Argue that. The pride of Holland, Michigan. But
Kirk's a great guy.
He's all right.
Danielle Hunter, by the way, tied for second in the NFL in sacks. Half a sack behind TJ Watt for the lead. But this Minnesota defense also, I believe, blitzes at a 20% higher rate than the second closest team in the NFL, which I believe is the Giants.
Denver, wasn't it?
They blitz nonstop. Is that's my understanding, right, Danny?
I mean, depends week to week, but it's just a fun football to watch. There's people coming from every direction.
Have you been to the games up there in the new stadium?
Yeah, I've gone to it.
Looks like a nice atmosphere with the horn and all that. Looks pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a nice new stadium. A lot of fun. I don't know, food's good.
Less fear of roof collapse.
Yeah.
It beats the outdoor stuff you used to have. Watching football in the 60s, watching Bud Grant and the Purple People Eaters and all that, playing out in the cold. No heaters on the sidelines. Then they're all just wearing those coats, you know.
Man, you're really throwing back here. You
good old days. Carl Eller, Alan Page. Oh, yeah.
Wait, this is even before, like, the Metrodome or whatever? Like, you're really going back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fran Tarkington.
What year frame is that? Like, what time frame is
probably
that?
Probably 60s, early 70s.
Good old days.
Yeah.
So
that was when people died more often playing football. That's when
no one ever died
as well
in those days. And no one ever had concussions back in those days either. We talked about.
You know, like, you remember the wedge, the flying wedge on the kickoff return? They would actually, like, or you probably don't, because there used to be a play on kickoff return where, like, everyone would just get together and link their arms in a giant mass of humanity and then charge like a wedge. And people literally died in these collisions because there was so much humanity, and just they were just and like the league eventually like outlawed it, out to great chagrin of like football purists. It's like That's the sport that this is that we're watching. This been is,
that's real football.
Nah.
Yeah.
That's yeah. It's been a steady decline since, you know.
Yeah, they blitz at extremely high rate, and they do it really well. And I believe the Vikings defense since week six has given up 15.5 points per game, which is leading the NFL. Although I think that went up a little bit last week, so I'm not sure where they ranked. That was as of last week. But either way, they've been playing really good. But let's flip it to the offensive side now and ask you about that. Nick Mullins, do you have faith against this Lions defense, this resurgent Lions defense? They went through a little slump, but now they went back home last week, got their bearings. They poured the cold water on Russell Wilson, completely dismantled the relationship between Sean Payton and Russell Wilson last week. You saw them screaming at each other on the sidelines. Anyways, is Nick Mullins going to get yelled at by Kevin O'Connell this week on the sidelines as well?
He made some absolutely boneheaded plays.
Yeah,
but he also made some plays where it looked like he's competent and could lead a team to the playoffs.
You mean he got lucky?
So I'm just hoping he makes, I mean, maybe 30 for 34 or something, 30 for 36, I think. But two of them were just horrible red zone interceptions. I don't know. Hard to tell. That one game, we'll give him a few more. Move on to Jaren Hall, maybe, if it's too bad.
I get you. Well, I think, UJ, do you have a question? Or no, Red Dog, you go first. You got a question.
Yeah, Danny, I got a question. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being that you're being hunted by a whole clan of angry Vikings who want to disembowel you and put your head on a pike. And also, and 10 being that the Vikings will never win a Super Bowl in your lifetime. How scared are you of the Lions this weekend?
I'm going to win this game 100%. And I think the Lions That's are the more question, talented team.
Nice dodge. Nice dodge. You know.
I don't know if I'm pulling ahead on the spike thing, but I think the Lions are more talented. I think Dan Campbell is the most boneheaded idiot in the world, and he will single-handedly lose this game for him.
All right.
Just like he did last year.
Come on.
I don't want to hear it. That's just ignorant and rude.
Wow.
Ignorant.
Oh my god,
man,
that was a full frontal attack.
That was like a major haymaker out of nowhere. He's all like, I'm just reserved Danny, and like my team's like tough, and like sometimes we suck right now, and then your coach is a dumbass.
I mean, tell me I'm wrong. Do you like
out
him
of left field?
Hey, he's awesome.
If you think that, yeah. Danny, you're just not paying attention to what he's about. You're falling right into the trap he sets for you. That's all I can say. If you think he's a big dummy, then you're gonna be really disappointed over the next 10 years as we lose to a big dummy. It's gonna be great.
I don't know. All I could do is laugh on Thanksgiving, watch him go 0-for-8 on fourth down against the Packers.
I mean, we don't get it sometimes, but overall, Dan Campbell, by the way, expected points added for coaching, he's number one in the NFL. So your argument goes down the drain immediately. The stats prove otherwise.
Number one.
I'd like to see how they calculate.
Are you more? You'd rather see the Lions get their ass beat than the Packers get their ass beat?
No, I'm not saying I was cheering. Well, I was cheering for the Packers. It gives the Packers a worse draft pick.
Oh, whose yeah.
friend is okay. this?
You're a Vikings fan rooting for the Packers. I thought they were your rival.
Long term,
I understand.
I'm looking for something, Dan.
Yeah,
come on.
I don't know.
No,
give me a reason to like.
I feel like all Vikings fans were rooting for the Packers that day.
This Danny's a slippery one. I figured him out. But
really?
I'm about to prove that he is not the fan.
I definitely know not all Vikings fans are rooting for the Packers at any point.
I want to know why.
Hey, wait.
I also want to know what UJ's got.
UJ, hit him with it. What do you got?
Yeah, we're going to prove, Danny, that you are not the fan you say you are.
All right.
Every true fan of their team knows their team's fight song and can sing it. So sing it for me.
Oh, God. I do not know it word for word.
Oh, not true fan day.
Give me your best effort.
Do you know some of it?
Are you just going to fall?
Vikings, let's win this game. go Vikings. Something. I don't know it.
Oh, man. Oh, laid bare. Laid bare before your enemies.
Well, lately, the Vikings don't score enough touchdowns to sing the song.
Yeah, honestly. You know?
So that's why they forgot.
Yeah.
Maybe, they haven't scored
enough. It's lore now, the song.
In the good old days.
All right. Well, Bob, do you have any last questions? I don't know if you have any specific questions to throw out.
No, that's good. I'm good.
All right. You so,
how's the fishing in White Bear Lake? I was curious about that.
Never been fishing in White Bear Lake.
Well, you know, just take the prowler down there one day with your fishing rod, you know, and drill a hole and, you know, catch some lunkers out there. You know what I'm saying?
And by the way, Danny, it's with a flashlight. The catfish are attracted to the light at night, okay? It makes it like catching fish in a barrel.
That's right.
I'm done with them.
All right. So, Danny, before we wrap it up here, we need your prediction for the game.
Oh, yeah.
So do I go first with the player and then the score?
Oh, yeah.
You go with whatever you want.
All right.
We just need your prediction for the game.
I'm going to go DJ Wanham. He's going to have a big game.
All right.
He's going to get 2 sacks, and the Vikes are going to win 21-13.
So wrong. Man, wow! Like you've already been kind of delusional up and down and around, but now you just completely proved, you know, beyond the fact that, you know, you don't know the fight.
The guys in the white coats coming for him right now. Is it his time to go back to the to his room?
Yeah.
Honestly, at this point, I thought he was going to pick the Lions. How crazy it's been! So, like, honestly, like it's like I'm, yeah. It's at least it showed something.
It's been an emotional season.
Way to step up for your team.
It's been an emotional podcast.
Yeah, I'll say. But thanks for hopping on. We appreciate it, man.
Yeah, thanks,
nice to meet you,
thanks,
fellas.
Danny.
It looks like you're barely gonna escape with your life, Danny. But thank you so much for hopping on, and you know, yeah. Have a good
check out
holiday.
Campbell's post game speech when you're done there.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Well, all right. Thank you for Danny Dice for jumping on the podcast.
Danny Dice.
Tells me he's never going to do that again.
Danny Dice is like a...
Danny Dice, not related to Andrew he's Dice like Clay, which isn't even the same last name. Not even spelled the same.
Middle name.
Nor does he know
he's
who
like
that is.
Roll
is.
Of the dice from moment to moment.
Yo,
knew what
Mary,
was next.
Mary, like Danny Dice. Jerry, yeah.
So thank you for him entering the Lions Den. You know.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
It is what it is when you get these opponent fans on. They're delusional, all of them. Only we can see the light.
I think they got a mental issue of some sort.
The mental hospital let us keep calling these people and let them come out on our podcast?
I don't know.
I don't know. We went pretty hard on Danny. They might feel a little...
Well, he deserved it, damn it. Campbell, the dummy, he said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the Lions...
Nonsense.
I didn't expect that.
Well, the Lions get into the game now, a little bit about them. So they added a couple people to the injury list. Penei Sewell was a limited practice participant, and so was Levi and Muzirike. It was his knee, not his back, at least. Jason Kabinda
is
back to practicing. He's in that 21-day window where they have to assess if he can play by the end of the year. Lions obviously had a top rushing attack without him present. If he comes back, great. If not, it's fine, in my opinion.
I missed that last one. Who'd you say is not available?
Panay Sewell and Levi are both on the injury list. They're limited participants. And so was Derek Barnes, which is not surprising because he kind of played through a shoulder injury. And then CJ Gardner-Johnson and Kabinda are both in the 21-day evaluation window. And we were told, I believe, there might be a chance CJ Gardner-Johnson plays this week. But either way, CJ Gardner-Johnson is supposed to be a six-month recovery. He's already back at practice in 3 months and medically cleared. It's just a matter of like maybe taking a couple hits.
It's remarkable.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Hey, fun fact.
Campbell said he was like one of the X-Men, the way he heals.
Yeah, he did.
Like Wolverine or whatever.
Like an X-Men, yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I love it. It's awesome. It's so exciting to get him back. Also, just fun fact about Levi Onwuzurike to maybe bolster everyone's confidence in our playoff run. Levi was one of our top-rated defenders last week against Denver. He was like 73%, whatever, in their score, like really high.
You mean PFF?
One of our top five. Yeah, PFF.
Yeah, so we mentioned that on a podcast the other day.
Did we?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. I guess the Kool-Aid inhibited my memory. But I still think that's worth note because that's really exciting.
So what does he do after a performance like that? He gets on the injured list.
Limited participation.
Yeah, I hope he's okay. Hopefully all these guys are good. Sewell's okay. Because I think we're going to take this one, man. We're going to take this division this week. This is it.
I agree.
Taking it. We're going to claim it. We're going to stick our little flag right in the middle of that stadium, like right on the 50-yard line, our Lions flag. We'll stick it right in the freaking turf, you know.
That would be awesome if they did that.
It's going to be awesome.
Put the Viking head, mascot head on it.
And then a banner will fly in Lions Stadium and says, playoffs, made the playoffs in 2023.
What a great.
Remember those banners?
What a hilarious banner.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Playoffs. Yeah, that was it.
Well, on the Viking side, Harrison Phillips, their D tackle, and Daniil Hunter and Byron Murphy did not practice today. Those are three of their better defenders. Hunter with an illness, so he'd probably be fine by the Sunday. Harrison Phillips with a back issue, and Byron Murphy with a hamstring. That's a little dicier. And he's their top cornerback. So, you know, they have some injuries as well. But this will be a good matchup. Lions 4-point favorites.
Lions, they can all play.
The Lions are 4-point favorites traveling to Minnesota this week. And like I said, Minnesota always plays us tough. We play them tough. It goes both ways. This is a Vikings team that's fighting for a playoff spot. They're going to give it everything they can. And obviously, we're trying to win a division, especially with two of the last three games being against the Vikings. The Lions are going to be fully engaged this week, I believe. And it helps that, you know, the Vikings, it's turf indoors where golf plays better. I think that's helpful. But let's jump into our last two segments of the night. That is our prediction segments. And our first one is our roar of the week. That's where we pick the most impactful player of the game. Not necessarily the best stats or anything like that. Most impactful player. Singular, UJ. we don't get to pick 25% of the roster.
But I was right last week, though. I think last week everyone was right.
We were all right. I said Goff. Yeah. He had a great game. I think everyone had it right.
Right.
Everyone was right last week.
Yeah.
Hey, J-Mo had his most receptions.
So,
okay.
Let's go around here. Let's go our roar of the week, and let's start with UJ.
Okay. This game is... This is big. We can claim the division this week. And believe me, this team wants to do it. We don't want to fart around another week or two and whatever. No, they want to go in there and take it. And the guy that's going to lead them there is Jared Goff. Jared Goff is going to have another just spectacular game, hitting multiple receivers, multiple touchdown passes, at least three or four. And he's going to have a game of his life. And we are just going to take that division by the the gonads, and we're just going to show it up there in front of the world and say, we are the champions. Jared Goff is going to be the guy. And he's going to go in the locker room. He's going to go, hey, bring it up, guys. Bring it up. A family on three. 1, 2, 3, family. There we go.
All right.
My prediction. My roar of the week.
There you go. There you go.
All right. I really love it.
All right, Bob.
There you go. All right. Yeah, I think this will be a good game for the Lions. Yeah, they're going to be fired up and going to want to claim this thing, take the throne right there against our division opponents right there in Minnesota, eh? Yeah.
Eh.
Yeah, our Brainerd way there, right? Eh? No. No, they're in Minneapolis. But anyway, yeah, I think my roar of the week, it's going to be a defensive character named Aiden Hutchinson. I'm going with the big guy. He's the marquee guy, and I expect him to show up on the big stage, which a clinching game will be it. So Hutch is going to get a couple sacks, beat up on whatever rabble-rousing quarterback they got in there. Some
Jabroni.
Yeah.
Nick Mullins.
So I'm looking multiple sacks from Hutch and some big plays, hopefully a turnover too. So. Aiden Hutchinson, the pride of University of Michigan, is my roar of the week.
Ooh. How many sacks is he going to have? Yeah. Multiple sacks.
Multiple sacks.
Multiple sacks.
Multiple sacks.
Nice.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. So, Rud Dog.
Okay. Wow. Honestly. I feel like you guys went down my like mental checklist for who's who of to be the roar this week. Love Goff, love Hutch. But I just think this dude's about to continue his ascent to really put the league on recognition of who's the new great running back in the league. And I think that's going to be Jahmyr Gibbs. I think he's going to put another 100 plus a significant chunk over 100 on the ground this week with explosive plays. And I think he's going to really show up as a receiver for the first time in a more consistent with a few catches, not just one here and there. I think he's going to really go off for 3 touchdowns, 2 on the ground, 1 through the air.
Wow.
And over 200 yards of total offense. He's going to just tear this defense apart.
He's your what?
Oh, Jahmyr Gibbs is my roar of the week.
Beautiful. All right. Beautiful. And do you guys know, do you know how many yards rushing Montgomery has and how many yards rushing Jahmyr Gibbs have right now?
Montgomery is like 800 something. Gibbs has 7 something.
Yeah, you're in the ballpark. 855 for Montgomery, 792 for Gibbs. And Gibbs has had 40 less carries than David Montgomery.
Oh my God.
That's unreal. There's a chance to both get 1,000 this year. That would be
yeah.
Wouldn't that be wild?
Gibbs,
that'd be truly wild.
Gibbs has the most explosives over 20, I believe. Or like
I believe your
runs.
Yeah. If that Keaton Mitchell on the Ravens had a little more carries throughout the year, he'd probably be up surpassing Gibbs on like yards per carry and explosive runs. He just didn't have enough carries, but because he averaged like 9.7 yards per carry.
Let's not take away from Gibbs.
I know. I'm just saying. And now he's out for the year with a torn ACL. It just sucks, though, watching him get hurt the other night because he's been really explosive, too. And that was it.
Sounds like someone owned him in fantasy. Right
there. I did not.
Yeah, that's what I tell you.
I did not have him.
Well, I think it's more important that Gibbs is leading the league in yards per carry and explosives over 20. For players with over 100 carries that matter. See, the other one doesn't matter. I'm just kidding.
All right. So let's go to our producer, TJ. Who's your roar of the week?
My roar of the week is Amon-Ra St. Brown. He's going to, I think he's going to light up the Vikings defensive backfield a little bit. And I think he's going to go for 9 catches and 110 yards and a touchdown.
Wow.
Yeah.
All
so,
right.
Sounds just like another
Ross
week.
Amon-Ra St. Brown is my roar of the week.
Beautiful.
Nice. Love it.
Beautiful, beautiful. I'm going to go with a guy that's red hot right now on the defensive side of the ball. He is ascending, and I like I think the Vikings are going to have a lot of quick throws over the middle, and someone's going to have to lay the law down early, set the tone early. That man is Ife Melifonwu. I think he's going to continue to have an ascension in this defense. I think he's going to lay the law early on Justin Jefferson on a post route over the middle. Maybe he catches it, but he will remember the catch and maybe have some short arms later in the game. But I mean, with Jordan Addison, Justin Jefferson, they have a good wide receiver crew. It'll be a challenge for our secondary, no doubt. And this is a fairly decent offensive line for the Vikings. I think they're a little underrated. But nonetheless, I think if he's going to make be a big difference in this game for our defense with his physical traits, that he seems to, you know, he seems to know where he needs to be in this defense a lot more than he has in past years. And I really like the way he's looked. But I think he's going to step up big time on the road in Minnesota. Ife Melifonwu, my roar of the week.
All right, I like it. Yeah, I like him.
I do not believe Connor provided one, so we'll move on now to our prediction segment.
Oh, no, he did. He said Aaron Glenn will be the roar of the
week. Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Obvious MVP of the season.
All right. There you go.
I missed that one. Nice. Okay. All right. So it looks like the Lions right now are 3.5 point, some places 4 point favorites, over under 46.5. This is a noon kickoff game on Christmas Eve. What better way to spend your Christmas Eve than watching a Lions victory? I'm sure there's a lot of there's gonna be a lot of annoyed people outside of, you know, if they're not, you know, diehard NFL fans, you know, like watch the game, but you gotta help do other stuff during the time, or you gotta go somewhere, but the Lions game's on. Yeah. I'm sure there's gonna be a lot of that fun, you know, instances like that. But anyways, the Lions.
Hey Z, does it count as your Christmas obligation, you know, in church if you'd watch the Lions game, you know?
Like... Oh god.
In church? But I'll have to talk to God about that one. But yeah. I think God will allow it, don't you?
Consult your local priest.
God is a Lions fan, right?
Yeah.
Of course he is.
God would say, find alternate scheduling for your mass.
Dispensation.
Yeah. Say three.
Well, this is why God moved the mass from 3 to 4 o'clock, so it'll be wrapped up by then.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's go around the horn with our predictions, and we'll start with Bob.
All right. Yeah, I like this one. I think the Lions got right last week with that Broncos game, and they're feeling pretty confident, and I think that will continue. So I see a double-digit win this week. They're going to come out big game for the defense, and they'll probably get a score or at least one touchdown and maybe a field goal for the Vikings, but the Lions' offense can be methodical, moving the ball around, running, getting those 1,000-yard rushers for our team. Monty and Gibbs doing it. And I'm seeing a 31-10 Lions victory on the road. That is beautiful. My prediction.
Woohoo! Yeehaw!
I like it.
All right. Yes, excellent prediction. Excellent prediction. We support that prediction on this podcast. Big fans. Let's go over to Red Dog.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, so, I mean, you know, Danny with his, you know, random sort of judo moves, mental judo moves, was kind of getting me to, like, step up for the Vikings a little bit there. And I'll say, you know, when you've got a really good defense, it's hard to beat teams like that. And, you know, they can really hold anyone in check and, you know, keep the game close. That's not going to happen this week. The Lions are going to roll through this D like it ain't even there. Gibbs is going to go off. I'm with you. Monty's going off. Goff going off. It's going to be just, it's very similar to what we just saw this last week. I think they're really going to put their stamp on the division title this week and just lock it down. I think the D is going to absolutely harass this guy who apparently was on our roster at some point. And I think he's going to have a real bad day with Hutch in his lap a whole lot. And I think all the guys, it's going to look a lot like last week, except better. I think they're just going to keep ramping up to the playoffs and just dominate and sort of like teabag the division this week. And
wow.
And so to a tune of 48 to 3.
Teabag in the division. All right.
They do get a pitiful field goal at some point.
Some interesting metaphors tonight, Red Dog, thrown out there. All right.
What's a metaphor? Anyway?
Wait, so what was the final score?
Oh, Detroit Lions 48-3 is my prediction.
All right. Well, there you go. 48-3. Yeah. We can all get behind that one. And if it happens, fantastic. We love it.
Yeah.
Let's show it over to you, Jay.
Why you got to qualify like that, Steve?
All right. Well, I'm going to kind of continue this trend here like Bob and Red Dog did. I think the Lions are going to come out and they're going to want to put their stamp on this division. They don't want any questions or doubts. When they come out here, they're gonna put the pedal to the metal. Now, it may be a struggle early on, sort of like last week. You know, we struggled for a little while because this team's feeling each other out, giving their best shots. But before long, when we get our feet under us, it's going to be a runaway, baby. And we're going to just put the pedal to the metal. And our running backs are going to go have field days. Probably both get 100 yards in this game. Goff's going to go up.
Wow.
At least two or three touchdown passes.
Wow.
I'm predicting 42-6.
Whoa.
Two lucky field goals, you know, that just hit the crossbar and get in, you know, barely, you know.
Nice.
But yeah, Dan Campbell's going to be going for it on fourth down. Not at all, because we're not going to be in fourth down situations. We're just going to be just dominating this game because Campbell wants to put a stamp on this division. This is the day to do it. It's in our, mm-hmm. it's ours to take, and he wants to take this. This doesn't want to leave any question or anything about this division. These guys are going to be ready for this game, man. It's not, there's not going to be any doubt that they're going to be ready for this game. Mm-hmm. Sort of like that Packers game last year, right, where they didn't care if they were going to be in the playoffs or not. It didn't matter. It's going to be that same sort of feeling, you know, except the score's going to be a lot bigger. So we're gonna crush these guys. This is the division. This is our Campbell putting his signature on this division this week, man. I'm telling you. So yeah, 42-6.
Yes.
Yeah, dude. That's my. You've
been hanging out with the Rudd Dog, I see you, Jay.
Yeah, well, you know. Sounds like that sounded a little bit like the Goonies speech. You know, this is our time. Our time here.
I know, you got me jacked up. But I wanted to go play.
It's awesome. This is it, man. This is our time.
There's
no doubt.
Again, the Lions have never won the NFC North. It's the biggest week of our lives, too.
AZ, why is my score any less realistic than theirs? Huh? Why? What's this idea of realistic, huh?
I didn't say that.
Anything's possible.
Let's see what Big Z has to say.
I said you, Jay, must be hanging out with you. That's all I said. Maybe it's realistic. I said if it was realistic, that'd be awesome. I said that'd be fantastic is the word I use exactly. It would be fantastic.
And Red Dog, what did Connor say? 42-0, Glenn pitches a shutout or something.
I think he did say that.
Yeah, seven defensive touchdowns. All right, let's go to Producer Kid Jay, what's your prediction?
I think this is going to be a little bit of a lower scoring game than what you all are predicting. I think the Lions are going to get a few touchdowns. I think the blitzing is going to get a little bit to Jared Goff at the beginning, but I think the Lions are going to adjust. And Paul Wade in the second half, they're going to win by a score of 24-10.
All right. Ooh. That's not that much different than my own prediction.
I'll take it.
So, yeah, I can ride with that.
I mean, I will be very happy with that. Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right. So I think this is going to be, I think it's going to be tight for a while. The Vikings always play us tough and vice versa. These are always pretty competitive games. This is still a really good defense. I think the Lions are going to need to get there. They might come out with an opening drive touchdown Lions, the way Ben Johnson game plans, usually pretty good at the beginning of games. Then it might be a little lull, but I think we get our bearings, especially in the second half. I think we score a third quarter touchdown in this game, like we did last week. Continue that trend. And I have a 27-17 victory for the Lions here.
All right.
Ooh. And that might be a late touchdown by the Vikings. But either way, I do think double-digit victory. You know, we're not going to have to sweat it too much at the end to clinch a division. And then all the Lions fans stick around. I think there's going to be, I'm gonna say 10 to 14,000 Lions fans there. They're all going to stick around after the game. And the Lions will go around saying good high fives as they clinch the division.
Like,
they're going to be hosting their first playoff game at home in 30+ years.
So it'll be like last year at the Green Bay, but in Minnesota this time.
Hey, what's the over in this game? What is the over? Do we all have it over on this score?
Not Kid J. I think I have the under too. I think it's 46.5. So,
all right.
Did Connor send us a prediction? I didn't see it. I don't think. But
no.
Yeah, you didn't hear Bob.
You'll have to go to the one we made up for.
I have the over under is 47, with the Lions favored by 3.
Ooh.
So yet again,
oh no,
we have all predicted a Lions victory.
Wow!
Right. Yeah,
let's go. So
it defies.
There was one other thing, one other small tag I want to talk about right at the end here is the Lions raising the ticket prices astronomically in a lot of senses. What a weird time! I just want to say to do this right as like all the momentum is and optimism at its highest point. It seems like they wanted to drop it then. Like, everybody's happy, so like maybe disregard it to a degree. I just think it's really odd. The Lions have been good about not raising prices for a while because play wasn't good, but like everybody can understand raising it to a degree, like with inflation and things of that nature. But like they just blew any sort of like, you know, incremental raise out the window and just said in some cases Dave Burkett said it's like 145%. Bob, I know you're a season ticket holder. I don't know if your percent. Yeah,
I think we have 52%. I think we figured it out.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Like yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's absurd.
Well, the way to read this, y'all, is that the Lions are so confident that they're going to roll through the rest of the season, lock up that first, you know, or second seed, get a home game, and win at least 3 playoff games. So that means the conference. That's why they're so confident. It's success is the best painkiller.
Still doesn't make it enjoyable for the fans. I mean,
yeah. I mean, you'll probably been supporting this team for years.
They could have, taken a little softer approach. And
I agree.
Usually, every year when we get the renewal thing, you know, there's a little letter from Rod Wood, you know, saying, "Oh, we're one of the most reasonably priced tickets in the league, and all this stuff, and we're keeping our prices low." And now there was no letter this year; it's just a bill, you know.
Yeah, that was really bizarre too. No communication. They dropped the ball on the communication of the raise too. Like there was no warning even. It's just like, here you go.
So
that's pretty bad.
A little luster off the administration there with this one, the way they handled it.
So this is the first time this year that I believe the Lions sold out all their season tickets for a season since Ford Field's been around. And then second is that there's now 9,000. Plus people on the waiting list for season tickets, so that maybe that's a reason. Not that it's a good reason, I'm just saying that's a reason. So they're pretty confident they could sell these tickets regardless of the prices. The only hope is that if they raise prices like this, that they actually use the money like for championships, like getting extra players or bringing in a coach, etc. Or they're just making up for lost revenue during COVID.
Maybe improve the stadium a little bit too.
Well, like I don't. It sounds like it doesn't really have any. It just like. Do it in a reasonable way and communicate with your fans.
Communication
like,
was horrible.
You be careful pissing off the people that support you on your way to the top. If you know you think you just because you've reached a certain line or something, I'm not saying that's what's happened. I hope it's not what's happened, but it sounds like they really dropped the ball on this.
Well, it really sucks for a lot of people that were doing it for a lot of years and then now they're getting priced out because they pushed them over the edge.
Exactly.
Like, be careful who you discard on your way to the top.
I mean, you know, for them, they can charge more or whatever, but it's a big investment for a lot of people, and it's like, it's a big thing for them to have their Lions tickets. So, it's not, I don't know.
Yeah, it's only 8 times a year, 9 times if they, you know, don't get an international game and have an extra home game. But
yeah.
Going Sheila, she'll probably make it up to you.
You'll probably be pricing out some people that have been season ticket holders for a long time, which sucks.
Yeah, that's a shame. That is a shame.
Yeah, and then with higher ticket prices, usually, businesses are ones that buy up those tickets or, like, you know, people that are not necessarily, like, the diehard Lions fans. So you know, make that make it loud in there and make it tough on the opposing teams coming in.
Success, huh?
Yeah,
I suppose.
I suppose. I mean, though, there are some decisions in there. You don't necessarily have to, you know, you can grandfather in season ticket holders. That's not, you know, that's a choice to price them out, isn't it?
True, it is.
Yeah,
it is a choice.
Well,
so I hope they find a way to remedy this. It sounds like their first big misstep. As
I still don't think they've communicated anything. This story's been going around for like 3-4 days, a week.
Yeah.
It's really strange.
Silent, silent as the grave.
Yeah. So let's wrap up this podcast now. So we all our predictions, Lions prediction, victory, first NFC North championship. But before we wrap up the podcast, I just want to thank our producer, first and foremost, Kid J.
Kid J.
All right. Thanks to our producer, Kid J, for crushing it every week on the podcast.
Always.
Thank you to SidelineReport.com for supporting the podcast. Spotify, Apple, where you get your podcast, please download, please subscribe, and please leave a review on there. We greatly appreciate that. Instagram at Drinking a Blue Kool-Aid. Twitter/X at Drinking Lions. Or send us any correspondence, message, voicemail, etc. Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid at gmail.com. Also, YouTube for any of our live streams after the game. We will definitely not have one after Christmas Eve. I do not believe the next day is Christmas Day. So we'll probably record on the 26th, I imagine, and release our reaction on the 27th. Even though this is our first division, maybe we all step out of our Christmas dinner to record. I don't think that would go over too well.
Probably not.
Anyways, especially, you know, a late drink. Christmas Eve one after the drinks have been flowing would be interesting. Just throw it out there. Anyways.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyways.
I think we can make one concession for the birth of Christ, okay? Yeah. Like, good Lord.
Fair
maybe
enough.
We just have a webcam of us watching the game, you know, that we can just... The pants.
Just our homes during the
with the hand in the top of the pants, you know, with the
So if we do have any live streams in the future, they can be found on YouTube at DTBK, or if you just type in Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid on YouTube, you'll find us on there. Subscribe to that channel so you're alerted when we have a new video on there. Go check out our old, you know, material. See if our some of our takes have held up over time. Like any of the 9 times that Connor's called for Aaron Glenn's head.
Yeah, way better.
All right, so let's wrap this up. Thank you to all our listeners. Thank you to Danny Dice for entering Lions Den tonight. And just thank you to everybody for sticking with us throughout this whole season. It's been a rewarding season, especially when the Lions clinch the NFC North this weekend and then start going for that 2 seed. The remaining.
Can I just say something?
Sure.
We clinched as a division, like, honestly, it's like all bets are off. Like, Super Bowl, of course, but like, that is mission accomplished on the season, getting the division. Like, this is how big this is to me. Like, I think the division can't be understated. Like, we got to clinch the division and win it for the first time.
Your mission's
ever.
Not
that's
the Super Bowl.
Mission
it's
one.
The division.
No, and it's not the team's mission either. The mission one is division. You know, then you shift your sights once mission you get past one. That. But mission one is take this fucking division and take it hard.
All right. Hard. All right. So I like it. Yeah, win the division for sure. Get that home game. And then go for the 2 seed. So let's wrap this up. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. We greatly appreciate you. We'll be back sometime next week, most likely dropping an episode on Tuesday, reacting to a Lions victory in an NFC North championship, and then getting ready for our Super Bowl run. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And last but not least, as always, go!
Go!
Field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, rock, rock. Go hard, win the game. With honor, you will keep your fame. field and gain a Lions victory.
Go!
Go.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.